We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Probably going to get into what Kyle Shanahan was admitting was the biggest choice of his entire career. Well, I don't know if he said it's the biggest choice of my entire career. He doesn't need to say it. I'm going to say it. Trey Lance or Mac Jones, hands down, is going to be the biggest decision, probably, of Kyle Shanahan's entire career. And David Bonilla of 49ers Web Zone was writing about a Kyle Shanahan appearance on the I Am Athlete podcast, and he was asked a little bit about the process that he had as he was evaluating Lance and Mac Jones. And remember, the 49ers traded up so that there was no doubt they were going to get one of those two guys. Who it was going to be, they did not know when they made the trade. That's when Kyle could start evaluating without the worry, well, you know, New England or someone might come leap up in this draft and get in front of me, and now I'm stuck with the choice. I don't get the choice. Here is Kyle Shanahan on the I Am Athlete podcast, which I believe is an Odyssey family member.
I mean, I knew before we did it that how I felt about the quarterbacks and how good we would be to take them at 12. And there was two that I really wanted. I did
Who
not.
Was the second?
Mac. Yeah, Mac yeah. Jones and Trey. Those are the two guys that we were locked in on from the beginning. And if we never moved up to there, we would have never had the chance to learn more about Trey. And that was the hardest thing. You got to be so sneaky and stuff when you're back there because you don't want people hopping in front of you. And I had a very strong people who were going to hop in front of us. So to go through that process to get to know both of them, you know, Trey was tough because he didn't play the year of football before and it was a small school. So we got to learn so much about them once we knew we were there because we didn't have to hide stuff. And that made me a lot more confident in it.
So he bought himself time by trading up. And look, I truly do think that the original plan was Mac Jones. And if you think about the system that Kyle runs, Mac Jones seemed to fit that system. The lightning quick release and accuracy and having played and won a national championship at Alabama, there were a lot of reasons to just say, even though this kid is not the physical superior, is not the physical specimen, just the tools of what a quarterback has to have hanging off of his belt, he's got more tools that Kyle Shanahan could implement. Now, he obviously took a look at Trey Lance and said, well, look at the tools that this kid has, and I have a cushion, and thy cushion's name be Garoppolo. So I don't need to land a quarterback who can play for me right away. I need to take the player that I truly think has the biggest upside, the most talent, the most raw abilities, and it's clay. Not Klay Thompson, but it's clay that he can mold into what he might have gotten out of Mac Jones in year one. I don't think there'll be any time where Mac Jones can be molded into the skill sets that he's hoping will eventually, you know, materialize in Trey Lance.
Oh, no, this is next to calling all those passes in the Super Bowl when he was in Atlanta. That is the biggest decision that Kyle Shanahan's ever made. Whether it succeeds or fails, it's a pivot point in his head coaching career. And, you know, finding out how that plays out and how long it plays out, you know, because, you know, as he sort of relayed, he knew that he wasn't getting Trevor Lawrence, and he knew he wasn't getting Zach Wilson. So those were the choices. And, you know, He rolled the dice with a guy with less experience at a lower visibility program. So we'll find out if he's right.
We're brought to you by BMW Fairfield, open in the Fairfield Auto Mall. Over 400 Google reviews have them the highest rated of any other BMW dealer here in the Bay Area. Visit BMWFairfield.com today. Book your visit and go find out for yourself. So on this podcast that Kyle Shanahan did with I Am Athlete podcast, he was asked, what's the moment in time where Trey Lance past Mac Jones and you decided that that was going to be your choice?
That moment changes every day. Like, cause I go, when I have two things I believe in, I always check myself a lot. So, I mean, I always compare it to how I buy houses. Like when my wife will bring me to a house she loves, I go through the house and I point out every single thing that's wrong with it. Usually by the end of it, she's in tears and she's apologizing to the realtor for how offensive I've been. And then I come out and they're out there and they're like, what do you think? I'm like, oh, I like this one. Let's get this. And they're like, what the hell are you talking about? And I was just like, no, I realized the things that were wrong. So I know we can fix those three things. So let's go off the potential of this. And that's how I was with him and Mac, because Mac had so much good stuff on tape the way he played. And Trey, I loved what he put on tape. It was a year of football. So it wasn't totally enough, and especially the division. But the more you dive into it, the more I got to know the guy, the more I got to find out some stuff about him, the more I believed in what I didn't see and what I believe we will see.
It's pretty interesting that he compared it to one guy's a little bit more of a ready to move in. I think I'm more interested in the fixer-upper.
Well, yeah, what he's gambling on here, when you boil it down, is that Lance will be better for longer. And we probably won't know whether of these two choices is better, because Mac Jones is going to have a coaching change in New England at some point. I mean, I don't think Bill Belichick is going to plow through this for another 5 years. So his career is probably going to be dramatically different than Shanahan's, because Shanahan is going to be in San Francisco for as long as he wants to be. He's on triple scholarship with Jed York, which means that he is inherently trusted with this choice. And that means that Trey Lance will get as much rope as Kyle Shanahan wants to give him.
Well, and he should. He should. I mean, the player that Trey Lance is at any point in time this year better be the worst version of Trey Lance when you're comparing him to the player that he should be, that he better be, 2-3 years from now. You know, I don't care what happens to Trey Lance this year. This is not his year of actual can he get it done evaluation. This year only establishes what's the launching pad. From what spot does this trip really take off from? That's what we're going to find out this year. One of the things we're going to ask Peter King in less than a half an hour from now is, you know, what do you think of the beginning of Trey Lance's career? And is his career going to begin in the playoffs? Because it really does feel like the team around Trey Lance, as it is right now, might be more talented than any team that Jimmy Garoppolo had around him. So expectations are always going to be high in an NFC that I think is, I don't know, 4 or 5 teams deep in terms of who can actually win a Super Bowl around here. They should be a playoff team. They should be a playoff team with you or me. Well,
no, that's simply a lie. No.
If Nate Sudfeld had to go the entire way, they should be flirting with 9 wins.
Yeah, well, that's the wild card with Lance too, because there will be a game that he screws up.
Oh,
because he hasn't played enough.
He is going to have a game where we're doing the Monday show, taking phone calls about, I don't know if he's the one.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if he's the one. To look at any one game and base your entire Trey Lance evaluation off that is a fool's errand this year. Don't do that.
Oh no, they will though. I mean, you know that they're already pot committed to the first time he's really good, they're going to go, this guy's going to Canton. And the first time he's really bad, goes, you know, why did we ever get rid of Nick Mullins?
I don't think it'll get that desperate.
Yeah, do not overestimate a football fan in this town when it comes to quarterbacks.
Oh, I've seen the overreaction. They love it.
It's the only thing that keeps most of them alive.
So, Damon, Jimmy is one game better than Nate Sudfeld? I don't know. I really don't know. I know Jimmy did the job. I know that he's very good. I know that Nate Sudfeld isn't the guy you want to do the job, but if you throw him in there, if the concept is this team is so good, who the quarterback might be isn't nearly as relevant as you think it is because that's not the game that Kyle Shanahan is calling, then yeah, you better be on board with that. I mean, this defense on its own better be worth 7 wins, right? I mean, that's who they're supposed to be. The 49ers better be holding some of these NFC teams that they're going to be playing against to under 21 points routinely. And that's kind of who they've been. That's kind of what that's the defense that they've had, even with questions in the secondary that, you know, have been answered, you hope, knock on wood, this year.
I mean, the difference will be ultimately that Nate Sudfeld will be running an offense that will try to run the ball 40 times a game, as opposed to Trey Lance will be running an offense, will be running the ball 33 times a game.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, because Kyle Shanahan, with a backup quarterback, learned his lesson about letting guys wing it and found out, nah, that's not what you do. And I think he believes in his offensive line's run-blocking ability and Elijah Mitchell enough to become like a Woody Hayes Ohio State team.
3 yards in a cloud of dust, baby.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.